and it's Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. And this is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 139 days till the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Start now. What is the biggest story for Joe Biden? The biggest story is nobody thinks he's going to make it till November. Everybody now believes he's going to be replaced. And you have Washington Post columnists writing reasons why Hillary Clinton, oh my gosh, why political herpes Hillary Clinton needs to be on the ticket. That's how bad it is for Joe. When the top story is how you're going to be replaced, you know things aren't going well. Now, they continue with this whole deep fake, cheap fake narrative. And then, of course, it's the Democrats that are getting caught faking videos, cheap faking, deep faking videos. Yesterday, it was claiming Trump needed help getting off a stage when it was just one single shot of him shaking somebody's hand while he's walking off the stage. And they deceptively take a screenshot of the handshake and say, see, Trump needs help off the stage. And we covered that yesterday. Well, today, they're taking deceptive images and angles from Trump's rally in Wisconsin and saying, oh my gosh, look, nobody turned out. There's nobody here. And then, of course, if you flip the camera around, you see it's another massive crowd. But Trump is on a body of water, and so people can't stand on water. And so, therefore, you couldn't have a bunch of people behind him because there was a body of water. And so they take that image of the bleachers behind him and then nothing but water, and they say, wow, nobody's showing up to Trump rallies, which even that image right there would be the biggest Biden rally you'd ever seen. But if you flip the camera around, then you see the massive crowd. So we'll expose the Democrat deepfakes. And then I guess you could say what they've done to Roger Stone is a deep fake, or they've done it before to Roger Stone, manipulating audio to deceive people. But now Stone has been caught up in the undercurrent. But it's the same story. Everything Stone says in this illegal audio taping is what he says on the show. He just talks about Trump's legal strategy and the path to victory. And it's just like, oh, I recorded Roger Stone secretly. I'm going to publish it. And then it's just the exact same stuff he says on air. So he's going to join us on air and discuss the exact same things that he says in the video. Trump's legal strategy, Trump's path to victory. There is no gotcha here. It's just, oh, I recorded Roger Stone. I'm going to publish it. Well, congratulations. There's nothing there. It's a nothing burger, as he calls it. We also have some highlights from the Trump rally. We'll play some of those. We'll show you the Democrat deepfakes. You can even go side by side. Joe Biden can't get into a vehicle now. That's how bad it is. Joe Biden struggles to get in a vehicle. So he's doing well. I'm sure it's just a deep fake. There's also big geopolitical news dealing with Russia, North Korea, Israel, Argentina's President Milei, El Salvador. We're going to bring all that for you. Elon Musk claims he's had multiple attempts on his life from homicidal maniacs, as he calls it, probably leftists, fair to assume. Total cringe happening at the White House for Gay Pride Month. They have a bunch of cross-dressers parading around. And then there's this weird thing happening where they're telling you that 95 degrees is extreme heat wave. Isn't that just typical summer weather? Am I missing something here, guys? I'm sorry, it's been 95 degrees my entire life. What am I missing here?
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
What are your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes me back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not...
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right. Do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
The biggest story that the Biden campaign is facing is, will Joe Biden make it to the election, or who is going to be the real Democrat nominee, because nobody thinks it's going to be Joe Biden. Now, when that is the top story revolving around your campaign, you've got problems. And obviously, there's a lot of stories in the mix here. The wide open border, the economy, the Biden crime family. Yeah, you've got all those. But the big stories, the real stories that you're facing right now, Biden in severe physical and mental decline, which is leading people to the conclusion that he's not going to be the nominee. These are the big stories. These are the big talking points. This is what is really making up political commentary right now. And so when those are the stories you're facing, when that's what you're dealing with, you're in big trouble. And of course, Biden is in big trouble, potentially legally, but politically. And now the average political commentator doesn't think Joe Biden makes it to the finish line. Now, I'm going to talk about this with Roger Stone in the second hour, but we're going to dive deeper into this. And I suppose we'll just go ahead and look at the potentials right now out of the gates. So, considering your biggest issue is that nobody thinks you're going to be the nominee, and everybody can witness your severe physical and mental decline. Forget about the propaganda media and the White House saying deep fake, cheap fake. Just forget about all that. It's irrelevant. Nobody buys it. So it doesn't matter. What matters is nobody believes you can even make it. So the Democrats have four options. I see four potential scenarios right now that the Democrats have to be realistic and weigh. One, you run Joe Biden and you effort the biggest cheat, the biggest steal in the history of United States elections in order to beat Trump. That's option one. Option two, you run Joe Biden and you just basically accept defeat. You accept defeat. You say, let's just get Trump out of the way. Too big, too popular for us to beat. And we'll regroup in 2028. They won't have a candidate as strong as Trump. So we'll just run Biden. We'll lose to Trump. And we'll just say it was a bad candidate. You know, Biden was a failure. And they'll just blame Biden on the loss. And then they can also kind of get Kamala out of the way too, kind of blame it on her. So you kind of get her out of the way and you blame it all on Biden and you regroup for 2028. So you run Biden, you lose to Trump, and you just say that that's just it. So that's option number two. Option number three, and this is now I think the next two options are what people think are the more likely scenarios. Option number three, you replace Biden. You replace Biden. You can speculate as to who. It doesn't matter. You replace Biden and you just deal with the damage. You just try to mitigate the damage of replacing your candidate, the current president, with 139 days or whatever it is, close to 100 days till the election. And you just try to mitigate the damage, but you replace Biden. You figure you've got to do it. He's a disaster, whether it's by hook or by crook or maybe natural causes, whatever. You're not running Biden. So that's option number three. Option number four, and this seems to be getting a lot of attention, this potential now too. Option number four, there is no election. You cancel the election. Whether it's because of a war situation, a cyber attack, maybe they do another pandemic. It doesn't matter. Again, speculate upon what you think leads to the cancellation. That's option number four. You just cancel the election. Absolutely. That is a realistic scenario. We are in the season for that. Hell, that's what they're doing in Ukraine. And that's what we're funding and supporting in Ukraine. So why not bring it on home? So there's your four options for the Democrats. Run Biden and cheat to win. Run Biden and just accept defeat and regroup for 2028. Replace Biden and try to mitigate the damage with little days remaining till the election and no time to really campaign somebody, or just cancel the elections. Those are the four scenarios that the Democrats are weighing. I really don't see any other situation. I really don't see it going any other way. I think that those are the four potentials that we have on the table. But again, that was a story from yesterday. We covered it. It's still big in the news today. There's more in the Washington Post today. They're talking about Hillary Clinton. So when the top story involving your candidate is who are you going to replace him with, you're in big trouble. You're in big trouble. So they can deal with the policy issues and they can say greatest economy ever, securest border ever, whatever. They can even deal with the videos of Biden not able to walk, not able to talk, maybe pooping himself, you know, coming out of the White House and saying, my butt's been wiped. So they can actually deal with all that. But when the conversation is who's going to be the nominee because nobody thinks it's going to be Joe Biden, now you're in trouble. Now you're in trouble. And there's nothing you can do about that. Because you can come out and say, oh, it's going to be Biden all day long, and nobody believes you, which just shows how weak of a candidate he is. Now, I want to get more into this potential replacement with Roger Stone. I want to get into them, the Democrats, apparently behind the scenes plotting the removal of Biden. I want to talk about the Washington Post story talking about Hillary Clinton getting into the mix. Not to mention the recording of the secret recording of Roger Stone in a fake gotcha moment. So we're going to get more into that with Roger Stone. But okay, so those are the four options. Let's look at what's happened recently. They're still pushing. They're trying to reverse this reality here, and they're trying to say that it's Trump that can't walk. It's Trump that can't talk. There's multiple videos of Biden waving into the abyss. And it's a different situation with Trump, but they're trying to say it's Trump. But with Biden, we have the shot where he's like looking backstage and nobody's there and he's just waving at nobody. Or he's on an airport tarmac and he just kind of turns around and starts waving at nobody. And you can see there's nobody there. It's happened on stage. It's happened on a tarmac. It's happened at the White House. So it's not like you're speculating, oh, maybe Biden's waving at somebody. We can't see them. No, you can see the whole perspective and see that he's waving at nobody. So they're trying to say it's Donald Trump. This is from Newsweek, fake Newsweek. Donald Trump accused of repeatedly waving to nobody. They have no videos of this, of course. They have an image. They have an image, and here's what's even more funny about this. They have an image that they share with this story, and it's Trump waving, and he's looking right at the camera. So Trump's waving at nobody. Oh, I don't know, maybe he's waving for the cameras. He's literally looking right at the camera and waving. Not like Joe Biden, who turns around and then looks at an empty tarmac and waves. He's looking right at the camera and he waves. And they say, oh, he's waving at nobody. Oh, you're right. Just the 100 cameras that are there taking his picture. Waving at nobody. So they're saying it's Trump. that's waving at nobody. It's Biden that's waving at nobody. But that's your Newsweek. That's your fake Newsweek headline today. Today, that Trump is waving at nobody. Yeah. Yep. And I don't know if they have the story, guys. If you scroll down, they should have the image in the story where they have the picture that they're claiming he's waving at nobody, and he's literally pointing and waving at the cameras. And he's staring directly at the cameras, waving at the cameras. White House combats cheap fake videos targeting Biden's fitness. Also a headline from today. So there he is. There's Trump waving at the cameras, waving at the media. Here's Biden waving at an empty stage behind him. And you can see there's nobody there. It's a stage. He turns around and he points at a wall and waves at a wall. And so think about the damage control going on in the White House here. Every time Biden makes a public appearance, can't walk, can't talk. Okay, we get it. They're having to have meetings and think tank ways of how to deal with this. Getting seen millions of times that Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is half the time. So they just say, hey, let's just say the videos are fake. What else do we have? What other options do we have? To admit Joe Biden is physically and mentally declining right in front of everybody's eyes? Or let's just say the videos are fake. So they go with the videos are fake. And that's what they're trying to sell you. Completely unedited, undoctored videos. Every time Biden has a public appearance, it's the same thing. But it's just fake. So if you're at a Biden speech and he starts saying, oh, you know the thing, that's just fake. If you're at a Biden's event and he finishes talking and he does the point that way and then he looks confused and he does the point that way, that's just fake. That's not real. You're not actually witnessing that. That's their sell. That's what they're selling you. It's not real. What other choice do they have? Admit Biden's clear deterioration or just tell you it doesn't exist? They go with it doesn't exist. Now, we got some highlights from the Trump rally, but let's do a compare and contrast. This is amazing. And then we'll show you the Democrat deepfakes. Here's Trump. I believe it's clip one here, guys. Is that the one where he's getting into the vehicle off of Trump Force One? So go ahead and put Trump Force One. He gets out. He uses the big boy stairs. Okay. Trump's using the big boy stairs, the man stairs, the full three stories, big, huge, big boy steps. So, okay, Trump uses the big boy steps. Doesn't need any help. Doesn't need anybody guiding him to the vehicle. He's all by himself. And then let's see. Okay, successfully enters the vehicle. Even gives a little bit of a look before he goes in. Okay. So there's Trump using the big boy stairs and then walking himself to the vehicle and getting in without a problem. So, okay, then you have Biden. He has to use the mini-man stairs. He has to use the special stairs. He has to use the para stairs. And then he has to have a bunch of handlers help him as he walks to the vehicle. And, folks, he can't even lift up his leg to get into the car in clip 7. Go ahead, give us clip 7. So after using the mini stairs, here's Joe Biden with his little entourage helping, guiding him to the car. He needs help. Can't do it alone. And now notice how he struggles to even get in the car. He can't even lift his leg up to get into the car. Struggling. I mean, the video didn't even complete it. How long does it take him? He's not even in the car yet. So, let's see how long it takes him to get in the car. We'll count it when he lifts up his left leg. Go ahead. Let's see how long this takes him. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, and the video stops. So about 10 seconds. So it's about 10. Look, notice the Secret Service there thinks, he's like, am I going to have to lift him up? Do you guys notice that? So the Secret Service gets there, protecting him, guiding him to the car. And then after 5 seconds of Biden struggling to even get in, you're going to notice he kind of moves in thinking, am I going to have to lift him up? Am I going to have to lift him into the car now? It's about to happen. Watch. So now he's like, okay, do I need to lift him up here? So there you go. Oh, but that's probably a cheap fake deep fake. That's probably not real. Is what Kareem Jean-Pierre would tell you. It's not real. Don't believe your own lying eyes. Don't believe every single video of Biden in public. He's stumbling, bumbling around. None of it's real. It's all fake. It's just fake. Oh, it's fake? Oh. Gee, I'm real concerned about Joe Biden. He looks like he's really deteriorating fast. He's having some cognitive problems and some physical problems. I'm really concerned about Joe. And the White House says, no, none of that's real. There's nothing to be concerned about. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank goodness, because I was getting real concerned. I mean, he keeps falling over. He keeps fumbling and bumbling around and slurring his words. I was getting real concerned. But you told me the videos are fake, so, oh, I'm so relieved. Oh, I can sleep comfortably now knowing that the president of the United States is not some fumbling, bumbling fool who doesn't even know where he is anymore. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a relief. So here's the latest Democrat deepfake. This is Democrat propagandist Mike Singleton, and I'm using him as an example. This is what they were all doing. They all got their orders from the Biden regime. So the Biden regime sends out its orders to all of its propaganda agents and says, hey, here's a picture from the Trump rally. We want you to post this. We want you to cover this and say, wow, look at how small Trump's rally is. And so they take an image where Trump is on a body of water in Racine, Wisconsin. He's on the lake, and his back is facing the lake. And so they set up some bleachers behind him, but that's really all that they can put behind him because there's a body of water behind him. So they take that shot of the bleachers with nobody else behind him because there's a lake behind him and people can't stand on water. And they say, Trump's not drawing large crowds. Trump has tiny rally in Racine. And so this is the deep fake that they're putting out. Now, here's the irony. Here's the irony. The image, go back to the deep fake image first, guys. Go back to the Democrat deep fake first. The image that they've put out here, claiming that it's a small rally turnout for Trump, this pictured in this right here, would be the largest Biden rally to date. So to say that that's a small rally turnout for Trump, well then what is a Biden rally? If that's a small turnout, then Biden has no turnout in comparison. But that's their deceptive angle. You flip the cameras around, and then, guys, go ahead and show the other image. There it is right there. So that's the deep fake, the Democrat deep fake, a deceptive angle making it look like a smaller rally. But you flip the camera around, and you see it's another absolutely massive rally. And they deceptively deep fake you because that's what they do. So it's the Democrats that do the deep fakes, and then they say that you're doing the deep fakes. Again, you're talking about thousands, maybe 10,000 people or so, maybe more. They couldn't even get them all in. There were so many people trying to get in, they couldn't even get them all in. And they take a deceptive image and they say, small rally turnout for Trump. It's not even 5% of the crowd. And even that 5% of the crowd would be bigger than any rally Biden's ever had. So let's just go ahead here, guys. Go ahead and we'll just show the entirety. You can't even see all the people. You can't even see all the people in the rally. There's so many more than the eye can see. So huge crowd, high energy, massive crowd. And they deep fake you and they say, oh, look, no one's there. Well, it's because he's in front of a lake. And these are open rallies to the public, by the way. Biden can't do that. Biden has closed rallies.
Oh, and you know, I love Milwaukee. I was the one that picked Milwaukee. I have to tell you. I was the one that picked it. These lying people that they say, oh, we just.
So there you go. Here's another image. Just, you know, we'll just, you know, put it to rest here. Democrats lying to you. It really is paranormal, though. It really is paranormal, and they want you to believe it. How dumb do they think you are? Or do they really think they have full control over your mind, over your consciousness? No, Biden, no. Biden's not struggling. Biden isn't in mental decline. Biden isn't waving into the abyss. Biden isn't falling over steps and graduation stages. Biden doesn't get confused on how to exit a stage. We don't have to give Biden a wireless microphone because he gets confused at the podium. No. Those are deep fakes. All those videos of Biden slurring and blurring and fumbling his words, making up words, gibbering in the White House, shouting at the press gibberish and then cackling around. None of that's real. All of those are fake. Rest easy, America. The president of the United States is doing fine. Sure, we might be trying to remove him behind the scenes because this whole thing is a disaster, but he's great. He's doing fine. I mean, imagine that, too. They're plotting behind the scenes how to get rid of the guy because he's such a disaster, but they're telling you how great he is. They're telling you how great he is. And then there's Donald Trump, who does hours plus of a rally, sometimes teleprompter-free, goes off teleprompter, massive crowds, massive energy, huge noise, does 10 interviews a week probably, not to mention dealing with the legal stuff, and is still fully coherent, fully energized. He can use the big boy steps to get on his airplane, unlike Biden. And then they say, it's Trump. He's the one. He doesn't know where he is. He's in cognitive decline. He's waving into the abyss. He has small rally size. So we really have entered this realm, and it's always been this way, but it's more obvious than ever. Everything the Democrats tell you, whether it's from the White House, whether it's from Congress, whether it's from their propaganda agents in the media, everything they tell you, the opposite is true. But you've never seen, this is truly paranormal to tell you that unedited videos are fake, and then they fake images and videos and tell you that they're real. What is wrong with these people? Liberalism is a mental disorder. The American left has broken with reality. They're gone.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. And it's time to make it count.
Viene una tormenta.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, let's go to some clips now from the rally yesterday. Trump was really going hard on Biden. Here he talks about deep fake Biden. It's real, but you know he's deep fake Biden now. Of course, the whole thing is a deep fake. Who knows? He might be a deep fake himself. Here's Trump talking about Biden's significant decline in clip two.
Joe Biden is humiliating our country on the world stage. He's actually humiliating us. You saw what happened this weekend. It's turning the United States into a total joke all over the world. First, he wandered off the G7 in Europe. The stage, he looked like he didn't know where the hell he was, but he didn't know where he was. He's blaming it now on AI. He's saying he doesn't know what AI is, but that's okay. Now they're saying the media is manipulating. Oh, he's saying the media is manipulating. Now, on that one, I have to stick up for the media, I have to tell you. He said the media is manipulating the pictures of him constantly not knowing where the hell he is. They're doing just the opposite. They're making him look better. At the G7 in Europe, and he had to be rescued by other world leaders. They had to pull him back. Then he bizarrely put his face on the Pope's forehead. What was that all about? That was weird. Vivek is here. That was weird, Vivek. I don't know. Did you see the Pope? The Pope is like, what's happening? The Pope didn't really know what was happening. He said, this is strange. Then he froze during the celebration on the White House lawn. Then Barack Hussein Obama had to grab his hand and lead him off the stage as though he were a child. I have to tell you, Obama could have handled that differently.
Yeah, that I think that was kind of the moment, folks. I think that Obama having to grab him by the wrist and yank him off the stage and kind of, you know, huddle him and escort him out, that was kind of the moment. And you could say Obama did it intentionally. I think that it's really just Obama's arrogance that probably came up. I don't know if he consciously thought to himself, because it's not like you plan these things. Maybe they plan for it. But I don't think Obama consciously thought to himself, okay, now's my opportunity to embarrass Joe Biden and remind everybody that I'm the big long-legged Mac Daddy. I'm Barack Obama. I'm the man. And this poor sucker Biden over here can't even walk off a stage. I'm the guy. I don't think he was consciously thinking that, but I think subconsciously he was like, oh, I can embarrass Joe and grab him by the wrist and show everybody who's really still the boss. Because he's just that arrogant. And they've just turned him into this cult of personality. Because, yeah, grabbing him by the wrist and then doing the huddles and the pats on the back, like he's in, I mean, it's total body language of control, folks. He's the one in control. So was it conscious? Was it not? I don't know. But that was kind of the moment, wasn't it? What I think that was kind of the final moment where everybody is like, okay, Biden just can't hack it, man. That was as embarrassing as it gets. So did Obama do it intentionally? Does Obama really hate Biden behind the scenes? I don't know. Trump went on to talk about Crooked Joe in clip 4.
Under Crooked Joe Biden, the world is in flames. Our border is overrun. Inflation is raging. Europe is in total chaos. The Middle East is exploding. Iran is emboldened. China is on the march. And the worst, most incompetent, most corrupt president in history is going to drag us into World War III. Other than that, he's doing quite a good job, don't you think?
Yeah, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? He then mentions, and he said this multiple times, a new policy when it comes to funding public schools, not if they have vaccines or mask mandates, clip 3.
And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate.
That's good. Now, very popular. Now, you know, there's a bit of an ironic twist here. The New York Democrats are considering banning masks. This is truly so crazy. Nothing to do with COVID or a health decision, but because the anti-Israel protesters that wear their freshly purchased Palestine scarves are wearing them on subways and out in public harassing people. And so now they're talking about banning masks because the anti-Israel leftists are wearing them while they harass people on subways and in the public. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So it's the left that brought in the mask mandates to fake all the fear over a virus that goes through a mask. But now they're banning masks because their own people are protesting and harassing people in public and wearing the Amazon Palestine scarf that they just got freshly in the mail when they do it. So that's kind of funny. All right, final clip from the Trump rally here. And you watch Vivek stand up. He really liked this part. He stood up and applauded for this in clip 5.
Now, who can believe that they would do this to our country? Now, Joe Biden doesn't have a clue. Now, we're going to watch. Is anybody going to watch the debate?
Vivek, he's ready for the debate.
He's going to be so pumped up. He's going to be pumped up. You know all that stuff that was missing about a month ago from the White House? What happened? Who left it? Somebody left.
Trump again makes a reference that is Joe Biden on cocaine? I don't know. What do you think they pump Joe Biden on before he goes on stage? It ain't working. Or maybe they figure they can't really do it all the time, so they can only do it for the big moments, and that's why these moments of deterioration are getting so bad. We are 8 days away from the debate on CNN, ladies and gentlemen. And Biden is worse for the wear than he's ever been. So, and maybe that's the final moment and they decide to pull the plug on Biden politically. I don't know. 8 days away. By the way, this was in the news today. I never thought RFK Jr. would make the stage, but it looks like it's about to be official. RFK Jr. appears unlikely to make CNN debate stage. Well, there wouldn't be a debate. Biden would drop out of the debate if RFK Jr. was on it. And the truth is, RFK Jr. probably offers more of a direct threat to Trump in the debate with what happened in 2020 with the vaccines and the pandemic and everything and the lockdowns. But when it comes to votes, he definitely hurts Biden more. And I have no doubt about that. I disagree with anybody, including I think Roger Stone is coming on soon. I don't think Trump loses votes to RFK Jr. Not nearly as many as Biden. There are lots of Democrats and liberals that are sick of Joe Biden that will definitely support RFK Jr., but they might not even know he's running. But if he was on the debate stage and they heard some of his policies that are more inclined to the left-wing mind and ideology, then they would definitely vote RFK. So anybody that thinks RFK Jr. is a bigger threat as far as votes are concerned to Trump than to Biden, I just severely disagree with. And that's why Joe Biden doesn't want RFK Jr. on the stage. So they're kind of like pretending like, oh, yeah, well, maybe we'll let him on the stage. Well, the Biden campaign won't show up. Biden will not show up if RFK Jr. is on the stage because it hurts him politically with Democrat voters that don't like Biden. Plus, there's the issue of Joe Biden getting confused, because he would probably have to be in the middle of the two. And can you imagine how confused Joe Biden might be if there's somebody to his left talking and somebody to his right talking at the same time? That'd be it. He'd go into full brain malfunction shutdown. And they can't have that potential either. So there will not be any RFK Jr. on the debate stage.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized. And it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, Well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. If you don't get a high quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Feels at least 10 years older than they actually are. And it talks about how people are unhealthy and not feeling healthy and having all kinds of problems. And, you know, this is to blame on the unhealthy diets and habits people have, what they consume, not just what they eat and drink, but what they consume, what they watch, what they listen to. It's all very unhealthy stuff. So you need to really have an actively healthy lifestyle. It's very important. And you'll just feel much better. Nobody regrets being healthy. Nobody regrets taking the time to be healthier and maintain physical and mental health. Now, one of the advantages I believe I have in this field is I take supplements from InfoWarsStore.com at a neurotic level, probably about 20 pills a day, I would say. Sometimes maybe even more, actually. And so that's just kind of one way to hack the system. And supplements has been a major breakthrough in health science, really. And so that's why we sell high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Just talk about cardiovascular health. Two great products on sale right now. Nitric Boost and VasoBeat Complete. I, for one, prefer VasoBeat Complete because it's a liquid tincture. I can just put it into a drink and drink it down, whereas Nitric Boost is the capsuled version. Virtually the same effect for your cardiovascular health. Very positive. It's just, as I said, I'm already taking 20-plus pills a day, so adding two more to the mix, I just prefer the liquid tincture of VasoBeat Complete. Both of those cardiovascular health products are 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's DNA Force Plus. Talk about cellular energy. Talk about telomere support. Nothing else like it on the market. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 2 in the morning, 2 at night for me. When it comes to hosting a 3-hour show, I need all the energy and mental focus and clarity and energy I can get. So that's why I go to BrainForce Plus and or BrainForce Ultra every day before I go on air. Also with a scoop of TurboForce Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. That's what makes a 3-hour talk show possible for me. So these are just some of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Summer Kickoff Sale is live right now with 40% off many top-selling, top-rated products. We hope you take advantage for your own health, but it also supports the InfoWar that makes this show possible. All right. The White House is about as cringe as it gets these days. Queer Eye Crew meets Kamala Harris in White House visit, and it's just all about rubbing your face in it. It's like when they bring the accused sexual abuser to the White House, and they have people there flashing the cameras, taking their tops off, you know, men with fake breasts and everything else. It's just, it's real whacked out stuff. And so here's some of the scenes at the White House with the gay pride celebrations, and they're parading themselves around, rubbing themselves down. As of yet, we haven't seen any videos of sodomy come out, as of yet, like we've seen the Democrats engage in the Capitol, but nothing of that grade yet. But guys, just go ahead and give me clips 8 and 9 back to back. Go ahead.
Welcome today, everyone, to the White House. I'd like to briefly answer some questions.
Man in a dress.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
JVN.
Oh, yes.
Is it true that it's all your natural hair?
Yes, I can confirm that this is not a wig.
Follow-up question. Do you use your own products?
I do use JVN hair, actually exclusively for over 4 years.
Oh, he's promoting his products. Very nice.
Is it true Karamo is your favorite member of the Fab Five?
I will say that I can confirm that Karamo Brown is my favorite member of the Fab Five. I also have a very strict rule that if I'm only with one of our castmates, they are, in fact, my favorite.
Hi.
We talk.
Yes.
So you can only imagine what else there is out there. It's Gay Pride Month, though. So if you don't like that, you're a bigot. You got that? A bigot. I don't think the festivities are done yet, by the way. I don't expect the festivities to be done. I expect there to be a lot more deranged and sexually perverted activities at the White House for Pride Month before it's all said and done. Oh, my gosh. All right. Oh, geez. There's Kamala cackling her way through a little meeting that she had in her office with the whole crew. Yeah. All right. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. You know, by the way, on that note, Buffalo Bills, the NFL football team, if you're a Bills fan, you might just want to turn this off for your own sake. This could be devastating for your fandom, if you will. Buffalo Bills to sponsor National Gay Flag Football League chapter in Buffalo. And so I'm a little confused. I guess, why do they have, what? So there's a separate league for gays. They have a separate flag football league for gays. Maybe this has to do with some sexual misconduct risks, maybe for insurance or something. Okay, so they have a flag football league for gays. I was not even aware of this. But now the Buffalo Bills are sponsoring the Gay Flag Football League. Literally, it's called the National Gay Flag Football League. So it's super gay. I wonder where they put the flags. Well, so I didn't realize this, but Austin, Texas has its own gay flag football league. The Austin, Texas Gay Flag Football League. established to create a safe space for the LGBTQIA plus pedophile community to play American flag football. ATXGFL, even the league is like a, is a gender inclusive organization that promotes positive competitive environment and cultivates the formation of friendships off the field with social events. Ooh, social events. Mm, yes. And community engagement. Oh, it's a nonprofit organization. Do you think, can you play in the gay flag football league if you're straight? I probably wouldn't consider it, but I am curious. If I wanted to play in the gay flag football league, it would certainly be heterophobic to reject me from playing. Certainly it would be. So there's your gay flag football league in Austin, Texas. Guys, should we start a team? I got a feeling it gets a little grabby. You know what I mean? I feel like you're going to be grabbed and groped. Maybe it's an excuse. It's like, hey, man, you grabbed my genitals. What do you mean? I'm just playing football. Hey, man, don't put your finger there. What are you talking about? I was going for the flag. What? No, I was just going for the flag, man. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. The gay flag football league. So, but if they rejected us because we're straight, then that would certainly be a hate crime, obviously. Do you really think all these dudes playing gay flag football are gay, though? Hey, man, don't grab me there. Oh, my bad. I was going for the flag. Hey, don't put your finger there. What? I was going for the ball. It's Gay Pride Month. Okay. So if you don't like that, you got a problem. Oh, my gosh. You know, maybe it's good that I didn't get to this video. Maybe we will in the next segment. But we got Roger Stone coming up. And they've actually deep faked Roger Stone before, where they manipulate audio to try to lie about him. But they get this video, Roger Stone coming up next. And it's just like I said, they have this Democrat group called The Undercurrent. They wish they were Project Veritas. They wish they were O'Keefe Media Group. They wish they were Real Clear Investigations, but there's nothing there. The average conservative talks in private just like they talk in public. We share the same ideas and policies in private as we do in public, not like liberals and Democrats that lie to the public and then sometimes tell the truth in private. So we got that coming up.
Fox News, you see, bears a huge responsibility for sowing doubt about the vaccine, validating the anti-vaxxers as the pandemic continues.
So it's clear we can't vaccinate our way out of this.
Congressman, do you plan on complying with this ridiculous non-science-based mask mandate?
You can't force me to take a medicine I don't want. If you can do that, why can't you sterilize me or lobotomize? What can't you do to me? Most people are going along with this because they're afraid. A few brave souls are not.
The science shows the vaccine will not necessarily protect you. It's not protecting many people.
And what if Fauci's one solution doesn't work? Just entertain that idea for one moment. What if it doesn't work?
Buying a fake vaccination card is an act of desperation by decent law-abiding Americans who have been forced into a corner by tyrants. There are no vaccine passports. That's insane. It's Alex Jones stuff. And by the way, just so you know, as proof, if you want to get a job, you'll need your vaccine papers.
It is the beginning of the communist-style social credit system.
Do they embrace the crazy? Do they own it? Or are they the Romanovs of cognitive dissonance? And so a tip of the tinfoil hat to take us off the air tonight. And here's where all that stuff ends up other than the ICU. This was a highway overpass on Friday, I-75 in Texas. The banners read, vaccines kill. You are the trial. Vaccines kill. Trump won. And so an added tip of the tinfoil cowboy hat to the anti-vax army of the I-75 overpass.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now,
InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.